Before we begin, if anyone's looking for a chavrusa, there has been some change going on in people's different chavrusa learning situations. If anyone's looking for a chavrusa, there are options available, so please come over to me if you need a chavrusa with him to learn. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, with which we're all familiar, says, Amar Rava, a frightening thought, the ultimate Yom HaDin, Amar Rava, B'shah Shemekhis and Adam L'din, when a person is in front of the Yeshiva Shalmala, the Beis Din Shalmala, Amar Mala, Nesasav and Nesata Ben Muna, and of course, famous words, Kavata, Itim Torah. What do those words mean? Kavata Itim Torah. We're going to analyze, before we begin with Hilchos Shechita, three approaches to what it means, Kavata Itim Torah. Rashi's approach, Afanart, Rashi right there in the Gemara explains, Kavata Itim. Fisha Adam, Tzarech Lesasin of Derech Eretz. Nebuch, the existence of Torah, is important, but sometimes has to be compromised for Derech Eretz. Shemdein ain't Derech Eretz, ain't Torah. If a person doesn't have Parnassah, there's no Torah. Hutzach l'kvor itim l'Torah davar katzuv. Despite the daily drain for Parnassah, it's necessary for a person to be kvei hazman to learn Torah. Shalim shalach kol yom l'Derech Eretz. A person has to know ahead of time, I'm going to have a certain amount of Derech Eretz I need to make Parnassah, and before the going that's tough, the tough after the going to be kaveh itim Torah. Famous pshat of Rashi, it's necessary to have a schedule in life to do Torah and non-Torah related things. The Shari Tshuva in Aruch Chaim quotes from the Hafla, slightly different approach. Kvat itim Torah, perish Rashi, as we just saw, if you adam Torah chesaseh b'derech eretz, it's necessary to make sure you have a schedule. Vagon ba'afrozal pirish shekavato hamiloshon kavon planya. Kavon, what does loshon kavon mean? No one knows. And our favorite Amara from Chulin, Shmuel, says the Gemara, not in Chulin, was once in Bavel and he was someone saying kavon planya. So, planya, ploni is a kavon. He's a kavon. He didn't know what kavon meant either. He finally asked people, what does the word kavon mean? And he found out in Aramaic the word kavon means a ganav. So, Zach the Shari Tshuva, Kavon Planya from the Hafra, Kavata Itim Torah, you're a ganav as far as Torah. Sh'af miyushu Torah dodo ba'asachav, yesh lo ligzo mizeh, eis l'motorah. If you can't do what Rashi says, b'tovei hazman in the beginning, steal time. Take zman shalo yom v'lo layla, and make time to learn Torah. Be a ganav. Doesn't make sense necessarily. Try to go against the odds and steal time with which to study Torah Seshem. Other Darshanim point out the Pshat Apiderech Tzachus. Kavata Itim Torah means, like the Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin. Famous Gemara Kedushin says, Amar Safra Meshur Yeshub and Chananim, Maidachsiv Vishinatim Levanecha. What does it mean, Vishinatim Levanecha? Alter Vishinantam. Don't only read it as meaning Vishinantam, Ela Vishilashtam. Make your time divided up into three. Olam Yishalish Adam Shinosov, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. Divide up your time learning Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Mishnayos, and Gemara. The famous Rebbe Tam says on that Gemara that nowadays we have Talmud Bavli. Bavli means Bol Bakol, everything's mixed up. We don't need to learn separately Torah, and then Mishnah, and then Gemara, because by learning Gemara, we learn everything. Rebbe Tam does still say you have to learn a little bit of Torah and Mishnah, and we also say that with davening. If you daven the correct way, we have a little bit in the beginning of davening to be also that chiyuv. But as far as the Ikar Limud, we have Talmud Bavli, which is mixed up with everything. We don't need to do that. But the Darshanim point out, perhaps, that's Pshat in Kavata Itim Torah. Even though nowadays we can learn Talmud Bavli, and Talmud Bavli alone is enough to fulfill our rigorous requirements of Torah, Mishnah, and Gemara, it's still necessary to be, as a Ben Torah, Kaveya Itim. To have the discipline to set aside some time for Torah, some time for Mishnah, some time for Gemara. Which means that even though a person really is in the middle of a Gishmacha studio and wants to learn Talmud the whole day in the days of the Gemara, he still needs to set aside some time for a mikra, some time for Mishnah, and some time for Gemara. And that concept, the need to schedule and to prioritize in learning is not something which went out, even though the specific idea of learning Torah for part of the day, Mishnah for part of the day, and Gemara went out for part of the day, did go out. In our base measures, we learn Talmud Bavli, but the necessity to schedule, to maintain a rigorous schedule, to know I have to accomplish a certain amount, I can't be bogged down with one very Gishmak study, even though it's beautiful, because I still have to accomplish other things in Torah, is a very, that rigor, that demanding from oneself, is necessary for any person who's growing in Torah. So indeed, kavata itim Torah. Did you learn Torah with a schedule, making sure that you're able to accomplish and not necessarily put too much time on one aspect of Torah at the expense of other aspects of Torah? And all three ideas are important as we begin a new limud to keep in mind. First of all, Rashi's idea, kavata itim Torah. It's important to make sure to make a schedule. We know that even though in yeshiva we're not directly involved in Derech Eretz, there are always other things that a person has to do, especially in YU, there are always other distractions that come, some good distractions, some bad distractions. To have Rashi's approach, to be Trevei Azman, to know that I'll have distractions, but there are some things, Seder means nothing touches us whatsoever. The next approach, the beautiful approach of the Hafra, is Tavon Planya, to be a Ganav. Sometimes things don't make sense, you have to chap. You have to chap time to learn Torah. But it's also important to be Mischazek ourselves in the idea of prioritizing, in scheduling, in making sure that we learn Torah, even though some sefers might be very important. We want to spend a lot of time, as people did in Kol HaBasar and Melicha, for example, a lot of time in Daf Kuf Ches. It doesn't mean that when it comes time for the Bechina, now I'm behind. Why am I behind? Because I spend a lot of time learning one sugya. That's Gevaldik. That's very beautiful to spend a lot of time learning sugya, but there's a schedule in the Kol, as well as in life. A person has to accomplish a certain amount. And it's important not to be, to use a bad word for Torah, to be bogged down, chas v'shalom, at one part of Torah, without being able to explore other parts. We know the Torah is rechavim min hayam. One should spend a month on any sugya in Shas. Months and months in any sugya in Shas. Nevertheless, it's very important to maintain a schedule. And the Bechina is not the important approach. It's more the tzudan, the attitude one has, to know that even though one's learning, we have a certain amount of lot to cover, and one should be involved as much as one can. But don't let that come at the expense of normal siddurim, of being able to learn as much as one can. That's the Bechina. Next time, the third Bechina is on a specific date. I don't remember what the date is. Whatever date it is, I emailed out the date. And everyone should make sure, to be Treveya Itim, to make sure that they can, to now know, from Tchilas HaLimud, to schedule their time, budget appropriately, to Treveya Itim, like Rashi said, not let anything touch it. Treveya Itim, like the Hafla said, to be a Ganav, even from things that might be deserving, you still have to have time. And number three, to have a schedule to make sure that you can learn things by Asmada, but still not take away and have to catch up at the last minute, which is not going to do justice to the study that you were doing, as well as the studies that you had not yet done. The Gemara says in the Chof Chesem and Aleph, in Maseches Chulin, Chulin, Shrita 101. This is on Chof Chesem and Aleph. There's two dots towards the middle of the page, four lines before the two dots. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, Mlamed, Shenistabe Moshe, Ala Veshet, Valakone, Valrov Echad Ba'of, Valrov Shnayim Bebehema. Rebbe says, it says in the Torah, the pasuk which is on the source sheet in front of you, the fifth source. No sheets? Anyone have? Any? Shtayach? You pass. You don't have? That was your own? Okay, that was. So you want to share with us? Okay. Anyone else have extra ones? There's there over there. Okay. Any extra here? The fifth source is the pasuk. The Torah is telling us that this is Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael Hachana for going into Eretz Yisrael, having the zechus of going into Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah reminds us there's an issue of Shuchei Chutz. You can't shecht a carbon outside. You have to only shecht the carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash. And then we have the reverse. What if a person wants to have a delicious steak outside the Beis HaMikdash? Does the Torah Ki yirchat mimchah makom. When we're zochet bin Eretz Yisrael, which not everyone is close to the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash. Ki yirchat mimchah makom. Asher yivchah Hashem otecha usum shmo sham. You're far away from the mizbeach, from the Beis Hamikdash. Vezavachta mibekarcha umitzoncha asher nasan Hashem urcha kasher tibisicha. You should shecht bakar and son that Hashem gives you like I commanded you. Ve'achalta b'sharecha v'chol avas nafshecha. And you can eat in your sharim, outside the Beis HaMikdash, to your heart's content. Zakhtu Gemara here, Rebbe's telling us based on that pasuk, v'zavachta kasher tzvisicha means that Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded on Har Sinai that shchita is on a veshet and the kaneh, the trachea and the esophagus, the food pipe and the windpipe, not only is Rosh Hashanah commanded that idea of what you're supposed to shecht, but how much to shecht? That for an oaf, you need to shecht rov of one of those simanim, but rov shnai of a behema, and rov of two of those simanim for a behema. Rashi, in the next source, on the Pasuk Mechumash, quotes this Gemara in Chulin. Zot Rashi, Lamadnu, sheyesh tziva bezvicha heich yushchot, vein hilchos shchita shnemil Moshe b'Sinai. We see that we are told how to shecht, and those are the halachas of shechita. So the Gemara here only talks about four halachas of shechita. What are the four halachas of shechita the Gemara talks about? What the simanim are, kind of veshet, and that for oaf you need to have one of those two simanim shechted, rove of one, and for behemah you need one, rove of two. But Rashi is telling us, the Pirmidadim says this is mefurish and is akhtamat of shechita, but that's really what Rashi's intent, is that many of the halachas of shechita that exist, we're going to have the zechus of exploring these two prakim as Hashem, all these halachos were halacha Moshe Mishinai said to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. So indeed, the mitzvah of shechita is mentioned in the Torah where, here, v'zavachta tesher tzvisicha, but the Torah itself reminds us that even though the mitzvah is mentioned in this pasuk, all the halachos were Torah Shebal Peh. In fact, we know that most Torah Shebaksav is accompanied by Torah Shebal Peh. But here the Torah itself is in Rami's death. The Torah says, v'zavachta Tashir Tzvisicha. What's Tashir Tzvisicha? Tashir Tzvisicha Bahar. Moshe, I told you all the halachas Baal Peh, that's what I'm going to remind you in one word, v'zavachta, in the Torah Shebichsav. The Ramban, interestingly, Api Derech HaPshat, has a different approach to what this pasuk means. Zop the Ramban, on that pasuk, v'tam, v'zavachta Tashir Tzvisicha. Adas Rabbo Seinu, the Gemara in Chulin that we just saw says, Tashir Tzvisicha al peh mehalacha Moshe Mishinai. Malameh shen istave Moshe al aveshet, bal koneh, bal rov echad v'of al rov shnayim b'mehima. That's the Gemara. But the Ramban al Peshat has a different approach. V'hine, siva bar karbonos, v'shachat v'shachatu. Many times in Sefer Vayikra, as well as in Zvarim, we have, as far as the karbonos, the words v'shachat or v'shachatu, common words for karbonos. And says the Ramban, by definition, shehu b'simanei atzavar. Shechita, the word v'shachat means to sever an animal's trachea and windpipe, trachea and esophagus. That's what the word v'shachat means, says the Ramban. And that was as far as karbanos. Hine mitzchiyo atziva shiyakom ha'ashem ochlim shuramim. At first, when Chayso were in the Midbar, the only time a person could have a nice tenderloin steak was to have from the Karbanos. They had Shlomim. Shlomim, of course, Rashi points out, Shlomim means Shalom, the whole world of Shalom, because who had some of Shlomim in the Mizbeach? Who had another part? Kohanim. Another part is the Bailam. So you wanted to have a ribeye steak or tenderloin steak, you want to have some chopped meat, you bring it to Beis HaMikdash, you shech the Shlomim, and you have to have whatever is left over. Of course, Shlomim were Karbanos. Me'el is up to Ramban, Ve'im Shochtim, Shmishad and Karbanos. They're going to shech like any other Karban. Vata. Now, for the first time ever in Jewish history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell us that not only do we need to have shechita for karbanos, but it's permissible to eat b'sar chulin as well. Zacht HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar v'zavachta mibekarcha umitzoncha kasher tzvisicha biyosim karbanos. What does kasher tzvisicha mean? Not kasher tzvisicha bahar. Kasher tzvisicha v'yosam karbanos. Just like you already learned the halachos of shechita for karbanos, you learned what to do for karbanos. Of the Ramban, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us you should do for chulin as well. So the v'vachta kasher tzvisicha doesn't mean you should shecht like I command you on Har Sinai. I mean, you should shaft like I commanded you for the karbanos. You can eat those karbanos. What used to only be karbanos, you can eat chulin as well, shechted in the same manner that karbanos were shechted. Lomar, she'atirem chulin b'chol makom, v'vad, she'izvuchim ta'she'atibim etchiyu l'abiyosim chulin karbanos. Ze'o pshuta shomikra, ze'a alanachal. That's the Pashup Shah. So according to the Rashi, as well as the Gemara that we saw, v'zavach ta'she'atibim means, you should shecht like I command you on Har Sinai. According to the Ramban, what does ta'she'atibim mean? You should shecht like I command you with karbanos. Now, even according to the Ramban, even in the Pashup Shat, obviously Hilchos Shechita were said on Har Sinai. How do we know? Because even in the karbanos, all it says is v'shachad v'shachadu, doesn't tell you all the details. So even according to the Ramban, the Pashup Shat in the word v'zavach ta'she'atibim v'sicha means ta'she'atibim v'yosam karbanos. But halgufa, how do we know what karbanos needed? Still from Halacha Mishmi Sinai. So the Ramban's not really arguing even in this fundamental idea of being Halacha Mishmi Sinai. He's just saying, according to the Pashup Shat, ta'she'atibim v'sicha means Halacha Mishmi Sinai. According to the Pshat, which is, according to the Gemara, means ta'she'atibim v'sicha means Sinai. According to the Pashup Shat, ta'she'atibim v'sicha means I can't join you with karbanos, which were Halacha Mishmi Sinai. But either way, we believe that fundamentally, although there is a remez to Shechita in Torah Shebech Sav, most of the Shechita are Torah Shebech Peh. Throughout the ages, Klal Yisrael had to stand up to defend the concept of Shechita many times. And a common idea that Klal Yisrael has always said is that, what's the purpose of Shechita? Why does God require us to shecht in the Jewish religion? Because it's more humane. More humane. Some might say that. But one reason said in the Rishonim, in the Sefer HaChinuch, for Hilchos Shechita, is slightly different. Zavta Sefer HaChinuch. This again is quoted in the Prima Dadim, also Prima Dadim, the beautiful Akhtam, all of Yeridea, Basa B'chalav, Taruvos, Shechita, Melicha, all those parts of Yeridea have fantastic Akhtamas from the Prima Dadim. We've quoted them in Chaburus in the past. We quoted in Melicha, Prima Dadim has a discussion as to if Melicha is the Raisa Drabbanon. Every part of Yeridea has fantastic Akhtamas from the Prima Dadim. So here in the Akhtam Atil Cheshchita, he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. Zavta Sefer HaChinuch, Traktat Yusos Sevet Sab, Yusos Dam, I say this to Adam. We know more than one time the Torah reminds us not to eat dam. And since the Torah is so concerned with us not eating dam, the Amar Gamkin outside of Pshat, ki mitzvah shechita miyoso atam. So that's the Sefer Chinuch. Why did the Torah command us to do shechita? It's not an Isser as far as the Behemoth is concerned. It's an Isser in Arach Yilas Dam. Since we know that if you shecht an animal, if you sever its neck, most Dam is going to come out. Melo Yivachiv to shecht the after from the neck, because that's the best way of removing Dam. Yisrael Chilas Dam. This is not only Sefer Chinuch, the Ramban in Bereishis also says the same idea, that one of the reasons for Shechita is to help us get rid of the Dam. David?
Does this mean that this is a Siyog Nioraisa, that Mitzvah Shechita comes to prevent people eating Dam?
According to the Ramban and the Sefer Chinuch, it's an interesting horror. That's what it should sound like. It's a Siyog Nioraisa. Well, let's see. Let's wait a second. But that's, there at least could be a reason to say it's Siyag Daraisa. With that, you might be able to answer a premier Dhamma Tasha we'll talk about in a minute. But the Gemara is definitely saying that it's not Shechita qua Shechita, it's Shechita qua Dam. Now, what's interesting, you have to be ma'ayin in this. This I'm not sure in the Matzias. We know the Mishnah, for those that started the Limud, the Mishnah talks about you have to shecht the Vredin, the carotid and the jugular, the major artery in the vein that go from the head to the heart, have to be severed as well, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, to get rid of Dam. So if you didn't sever those, if you just shechted the Kan and the Veshet, would a lot of Dam come out? I'm not sure. Meaning the Rabbanon hold that it's not true. You have to really just shecht the Kan and the Veshet. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to also get rid of the Karad and the Jadur. You have to sever them to get rid of all the Dam that's going to come out. So this Sefer Chinuch, it's interesting. Is he really referring to the idea of Mitzias when you shecht, you're going to get rid of, since we do usually shecht those blood vessels, we're going to get rid of the Dam. But what's the reason that all the Dam comes out from the neck? Is it because you shecht the Kan and the Veshet? Or because it's the artery in the vein. I'm not sure. Either way, Sefer Chinuch says that's one reason for Shechita. And then the Sefer Chinuch has another reason. What's the reason for Shechita dafter menatzavar v'sak and baduch? L'chor he's trying to bavarn here. According to what he explained so far, you could really shecht like Frank Perdushecht. That is Frank Perdushecht. They have one of those whirring blades. They take the chicken. They have the chicken on a conveyor belt. The chickens don't know what's going on, hopefully. And then the whirring, that burr that's whirring, goes and shechts hundreds of chickens an hour, just severs their neck. Now, according to that situation also, once lamaisa, their neck is severed from their body, or their head is severed from their neck, dam should come out. So by telling us we need to do shechita just for the dam, the Sefer Chinuch is not explaining why we need to do with all the halachos. He's just explaining the idea of why it's menatzavar. So that could be why he's adding another reason. The reason we have fancier halachos in shechita, dafka how to do it, today shalom nitzar balichayim yosem midai, in order not to create Tzar Baal Chaim more than necessary. Of course, we're allowed to eat from the animal kingdom for our tzrachim. But lo b'tzar and chinam, we can't do tzar for no reason. It sounds like the pashas we present that Tzar Baal Chaim is an issa deraisa. Meila, if Tzar Baal Chaim is an issa deraisa, we're trying to reduce Tzar Baal Chaim for shechita. This also is a shechita pella, because we hold halacha ma'isa. What's the din? What they call foie gras, pate de foie gras. Foie gras is goose liver, but it's goose liver which can be sold for $75 for half an ounce. Why? Why is it different than $2.99 chicken liver that you can buy in any store? Because they take the geese and they force feed them. They did this in Europe already for hundreds of years. You force feed them and their livers grow abnormally large. It's supposed to be delicious. And after their livers are large enough, then you shech them, and that foie gras is a delicacy. L'chor that's Tzar Baal Chaim. Why is that mutter? Teretz is, we hold halacha ma'isa. Tzar Baal Chaim, there's no iser, with no respect to disgusting organizations such as PETA, there is no din of Tzar Baal Chaim when it comes to people. Meaning, people are allowed to mitzayer animals for our own toelis. Certainly, if we're going to eat it. Halacha ma'isa, that's what we presume. The OU is there, apparently there are two plants that used to make foie gras. There's only one plant now that makes foie gras under the OU supervision. It's under OU supervision, yeah, because we presume that it's mutter to do Tzar Baal Chaim with Tzarech Adam. So if that's true, it's a L'chor Pella to say what the Sefer Chinuch is saying. In theory, we're allowed to do Tzar Baal Chaim. We can do worse things in order to make an animal fit for consumption. So if that's true, why does the Torah have to make sure we do Shechita in a more humane way if Tzar Baal Chaim is really mutter? So maybe the Torah says we try to reduce it. But is that really true? Meaning we could say you don't eat foie gras. Say you can eat regular chicken liver or regular goose liver, but we don't. We say it's Tzar Baal Chaim is mutter. So you have to work on this Sefer Chinuch a little bit. Perhaps he's saying, yeah, if in the world the way we have it now, there's no choice. We have Tzar Baal Chaim as a necessary evil. But if you could try to avoid it, we try to avoid it perhaps. But either way, that reason does need a little bit more to think about. Despite this, these two reasons Sefer Chinuch, Achronim give other reasons for Shechita. But the Pirud Adam says, in Hilchos Shechita, the next source, Simen Chofchas and Sif Seida, Sifkat and Beis, Vada, Tehei Hilchos Shechita, Gezeres HaMelechim, Hein Gezeres HaMelech. The Torah Emerkein, Reini Tehem Aleihem. Lamaisa, when push comes to shove, we know that you might want to look for moral, ethical, religious principles behind mitzvahs, like the Sefer Chinuch does. Those are his tamim. But they're not rationalizations. We presume, why does the Jewish religion have Shechita? Because Hashem said so. And there might be other reasons that one gives to teach us things, but that's not the real reason for Shechita. The reason for Shechita is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that's our chiyuv. Meila, despite there might be ideas, despite that there might be ideas from Sefer Chinuch, that's not really the be-all and end-all of Shechita. For sure. So first of all, even before the Netziv, even the Sefer Chinuch's not trying to rationalize and say why the Torah gives us, he's trying to tell us, Mishrashim Mitzvah. There's always Mishrashim, things that we can learn out of it. So, this, is not really, he's not, Pirud Adam is not coming to come 500 years after Sefer Chinuch and distributed Sefer Chinuch. Just pointing out, Lamaisa, there might be nice ideas, but you should just remember, those are not the Yesodos. And even Sefer Chinuch is really trying to have that valley. There might be a global idea for Dam, but more of the Pratim are for being sensitive. That's true. He's not really saying as a stira, he's just adding similar to the point that you're making. Rafi?
With all due respect also to the OU, why are we making it as though the OU is Kasha Machinuch as opposed to the Chinuch being a Kasha on the OU?
No, meaning we know. No, that's how. I'm using the OU as Halacha Maisa, Tzar Balachayim is Mutter. Mutter with Tzar Chodom. Meaning, I'm just using the OU as a mushal.
I thought there are some posting who question whether, let's say, either like veal or.
Veal, that's also another example, veal. So
I thought there are some posting who question whether that should be eaten.
For real Tzar Balachayim, it's not so posh. There is, we do, it might be in our yeshiva, one might be required to wear those veal with the Ghostbuster sign, no veal sign over it, but not necessarily for the reason of Tzar Balachayim. Rav Moshe Feinstein is a tshuva not to have veal because perhaps there might be higher instance of treifas, which apparently seems not to be true in Metzias. He was just saying based on Metzias that he heard, or Rav Schechter came out a few years ago with the problem of basar b'chalav being used in the veal feed. But as far as the idea of tzavay chayim, it's a discussion. B'pashut, we presume that it's definitely mutter. Maybe it's not the right thing for a person to be doing. If you're a farmer, it's not going to create the best midos within you if you do that. But as far as the shuv talachik perspective, it's b'pashut, we presume it's mutter.
Right, I mean, isn't it shaykh to see that what the chinuch means is that the mitzvah shechita fits in with a constellation of mitzvahs that are meant to mark the person from after the arviyot and from the karpin from achmanos.
Same thing, meaning.
Tzar Balei Chaim is part of that, and that's part of that broader.
You know what you're saying, meaning it's not.
Shechita is one part of Tzar Balei Chaim, but not necessarily that the halakha of Tzar Balei Chaim is mechayim shechita as much as that shechita and Tzar Balei Chaim share. Some basic values.
Or you're saying slightly differently, meaning it's some idea that we can learn from Shechita as far as right. Meaning halacha l'maisa, it's mutter. For example, the Gemara does say mafurish. We'll talk about it as Hashem as we go on. If a person takes a knife which is blunt, and for the entire day, shecht back and forth on the animal without stopping, till the animal finally dies, that's a kosher Shechita. There's tabay chaim there, so we can't use this as a klal for every single prat. Before this Tabai Chaim, we presume in that situation. We presume that this is the global idea which one should learn from Shechita, despite the fact that, like Ellie pointed out very well, there's still Pratim which are going to necessarily go against that idea. Similar to what you're saying.
So just amplifying what he said, the Torah could have given us a way to Shecht in like just a non-humane way. Once we're Shechting, the Torah wants to do it in a more humane way. So they're going to be Pratim Pratim where it's going to be Tabai Chaim, but it's the basic gather of the din.
Very possible, right. I mean, we can definitely learn from it what to do. Right. But that's what the Pirin Rav is not to steer. Just pointing out, Lamaisa, just remember, when push comes to shove, it's a din. And it's interesting, one of the rayas the Pirin Rav does point out is that you can't say it's only for dam. We saw a few weeks ago, we had in the Chabura, the Gemara in Kol Basar, Hashov Mafrekas Shov Behema, if you break the Mafrekas of the Behema before Tete Nafsha, we had Makok Kedushon, we had the Rif and Rashi, what's the Shulchan and Aruch we passed in, that Hashov Mafrekas Shov Behema, Kedushon Shov Nafsha, is going to be mutter if you do malicha and sliya. Meaning, even though there might be concerns to eat the behema raw after you shove him afrekes, what was the problem with shove him afrekes to shove behema? Because the dam doesn't come out. So we pass malicha maisa, the only concern of dam not coming out is when it's raw. But once the animal is shechted, and then you do tzli, or you do malicha, that takes care of the idea of shove him afrekes to shove behema. Which means, what was the problem with shove him afrekes to shove behema? The fact that dam doesn't come out, can that be overcome by doing malicha and sliya? Yes, that's what we passed in halacha maisa. So it's hard to say it's only for dam, because the maisa, even though dam didn't come out, meaning if you shechted an animal from the foot, let's say you're a person who's an achzer, you decide to kill an animal by making it bleed to death, you just pulled off a leg, you wanted to bleed to death. So there might be a lot more dam stuck in the animal, but in theory, if you did malicha and sliya, that would get rid of it. So l'chari, if you're done, says that can't really be the entire reason, because we see halacha maisa, we presume that you can get rid of dam other ways. Again, that's just one point. And as David said very well, if it's really just a siyag d'oraisa, so it's trying to help you have less dam. But of course, you could get rid of the dam, it's malicha and sliya as well.
B'nei Noach have Ezer Eber Merchai. Do we also have that aside from Shechita?
We have, for sure, we have.
So what's the source for Eber Merchai?
Separate din, separate isser.
Right, so isn't that sort of like, shouldn't they be sort of related?
No, so that's a good, we'll talk about Bez Hashem. Well, however, the Pashup Shad is, however you kill an animal, whatever way it's dead, once it's dead, there's no Eifer Menachai. And when it's alive, perhaps the Isser of Eifer Menachai is going to still exist. Meaning, Lamaisa, you don't necessarily need halakhically sanctioned way of killing it.
I'm saying if I were to eat Eivir Min HaChai, do I still have an Isser of Nevela also, or is that only if dead things?
No, but once the animal's dead, there's no Eivir Min HaChai anymore.
No, if it's alive and everybody's got a limb.
So that should be Eivir Min HaChai.
But not Nevela?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Pashtus. We'll talk about this. It's funny, Rav Shapter once mentioned in Chabura a few weeks ago, he stopped for a second and said, oh, you didn't do Hechashita yet. There's one interesting issue we'll talk about. We'll talk about it a little today, and it's one of the highlights of Shechita in general is related to that issue a little bit. Before we begin the Pratim of Hechashita, it's important to keep in mind that there are two very similar terms which often, especially in common parlance, we throw around as far as what types of animals are not kosher. Within kosher species, we have, of course, nevela and trefa. What's the difference between a nevela and a trefa? The simplest difference is, Zev is pointing out, probably Sukkim Parsha Shmini.
Nevela died from something that wasn't shechita, and the trefa died from shechita, but has a hole in its lung or any of the other...
Exactly. Nevela is an animal to which shechita was not done correctly, whether it was an incorrect shechita or no shechita at all. Frank produced chickens; those are nevelos. Trefa means an animal to which nothing to do with shechita, which is going to die within the next 12 months. It's important to keep those two klalim in your mind. Nevela is an animal in which there was shechita, which was invalid or no shechita, and trefa means an animal which is going to die within the next 12 months. So the nafkaminas between those are, number one, nevela is metame. The Pesukim Parsha Shmini says metame b'maga, metame b'masa. But trefa is not metame. Trefa is going to be totally tahar. It's not edible. So it comes out that is it possible to have a trefa that's dead? Never. Can you never have a trefa that's dead? Because not never. Nevela means an animal which is going to be shechted. B'derech klal, we'll see a few exceptions to this soon, Rez Hashem. B'derech klal, nevela has to be an animal which is dead. The point of nevela is that there's an animal which shechita was done incorrectly, which means the animal's dead. As opposed to trefa usually is alive. It just is going to die within the next 12 months. If lamaisa, that infection, or that problem in its body caused it to die within 12 months, then what does it become? A nevela, of course. So trefa is usually alive. Nevela is when it's dead. But nevertheless, we presume that you can shecht a trefa for one purpose. What's the purpose of shechting a trefa? Mitar mide nevela. If you have a trefa which doesn't die from its illness, instead you shecht it, then instead of being a nevela, it's going to only be a trefa. Which means, lamaisa, there's a bit to elis in the Neis HaMikdash to shechting trefos, because lamaisa they won't be matame. So nevela, which is dead, is matame. A trefa, which was shechted properly, will not be kosher, but at least it's going to be something which is not matame.
Are you allowed to shecht trefos?
For sure. But the problem is, you're still asking though, so let's say you walk into T-Food, we know that T-Food recently had a kosher butcher installed in part of T-Food, but let's say you walk to the wrong part of T-Food. You pick up the treif beef. So that word that I just said really was not applied correctly. It's not really treif beef. That beef is probably beef that was shechted in an improper way, whether they hit it on the head, or they stunned it, or they somehow used the Frank Perdue approach. That was beef which was not shechted. So what happens to beef which is not shechted? What's the din? It's a nevela. We call it treif. Why do we call it treif? That's the Masara in Yiddish, but really, it really is nevela. So I had a theory. Someone else told me a better theory, I think, but my theory always was, why do we call, in Yiddish, why do we accept this idea of calling animals which are not kosher treif instead of nevela? So...
What if you really buy anyhow? So the only type of meat that you have to worry about...
So, you told me this svara, I think, once before. No, I think, I don't know, someone told me a bit svara that could be, meaning, in most situations, that's one approach. This is not my approach. One approach is that in, Ephraim is saying very well, it could be that in Alter Haim, when everyone shechted themselves, so you never really came to the shochet to ask me if it was an avela. Most situations, hopefully you shechted, you knew what you were doing. The question was, it was a shayla and trefa. Is it a trefa or not? So the standard appellation for non-kosher meat became treif meat, perhaps. That could be. My approach, perhaps, what I thought was, take it or leave it, is What's the pshat in treifa? Because we always, b'zman hazeh, unfortunately, we're not zochet to live in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So in most situations, what's the approach of an animal which has no hashtacha, an animal which should not be eaten? L'chor, we presume that an animal which should not be eaten is an animal which should be not kosher, but not tameh. If it's not kosher, but it's not tameh, why should we use the term nevela? L'maisa, we're trying to focus on the fact that it's not kosher. So if we only focus on the achila part, not on the tumah entire part, the best word to use is treif. Meaning l'maisa, we're not going to say it's misnabil. So who cares? We're not trying to focus on the tumah entire aspect. We only focus on the kashrus aspect. The kashrus aspect really is best described by being treifa as opposed to nevela. Could be, it's possible. Either way, could be whatever approach you like. L'maisa, that's true. The word treif in Yiddish, as Rav Shechter was saying, it's a Yiddishism. In Yiddish, we talk about the word treif, even though most animals that are treif nowadays are really nevelas. Rafi?
No, I was going to say, you try to find animals in the Gemara, what do they refer to non-kosher?
Right, I don't think they call it treif. Right, I don't think they call it treif.
No, but if they didn't call it, obviously they didn't call it treif, but they
right.
Had
more distinctions. Then it's a raya, right. It's possible.
It may also come from the pasuk basa basa the treif alo sochelu, which
lo sochelu
interpreted as being, you know, treif al yatzachos min lochitzasa, right? Basada yatzachos min.
So
what? Broader connotation to treif in that pasuk.
Because, I mean, so the word treifa could also be, let's say, chulin. So you see the word treifa, okay, possibly. Interesting. No, but if I'm saying we have more than one drusha, the pasuk on treifa doesn't only mean, basa said the treifa, according to one drusha, and the Gemara doesn't only mean treifa that was drawn to die within the next 12 months. It also means basar, if it goes out to the Beis HaMikdash, or sometimes a animal which is partly born, then goes back in. We also talk about that as being treif. So you see the word treif, even in the Torah, could sometimes refer to things that are not totally true. Perhaps. Either way, these are conjectural l'maisa. It's important to remember, don't be, the yesod is, whether you like one svar or another svar, don't be fooled by the fact that we call most meat treif, because most non-kosher meat is indeed nevela. Nevela v'derech klal means an animal which was not shechted properly, and treif means an animal which was going to die within the next 12 months. But if it's not shechted properly, it's only a treifa, but if it dies from that problem, then it's also going to end up being likewise a nevela. Now, meaning number one is if it's mitame or not. Nevertheless, the Rambam does tell us an interesting yisod. In the last source on the sheet, from Perek Beis Hilchos Shaar Vos Atuma, the Rambam says, Tahora, Shenifzla Bishkitasa. You have an animal which was Tahora, which Lamaisa then became Psula, you shechted it improperly. Vadayim Mefrachases. It's still in its death throes. THROES, not THROWS. O Shachet Bo Echad or Rov Echad, or you shechted too little. Ain ba tumah klal shetamus. It doesn't have tumah until it dies. Meaning, whatever we say about hilchos shchita, if you have an animal which is mefarcheses, if it's still walking around, is that animal considered halachically dead? For most aspects of halacha, it's considered dead. The animal, in theory, if you would eat from it, that was machlokes from his brothers, perhaps, that's not considered an issur of erev mechai, that animal was shechted. But the Rambam tells us the hilchos tumah of nevela only sets in when it's actually dead. When the mice stops moving, when it is dead, should be dead. So the Rambam is really highlighting this idea that nevela has to be when it's dead. A treifa could even be when it's alive. In fact, we're going to see there are a few situations quoted in the Gemaras that are called nevela mechayim. There are certain things which make an animal so unfit for shlita that it's going to already have the status of a nevela. But what does that mean? The Rambam says quite clearly, even if the Prima Dothan points out, even nevela mechayim doesn't mean it's metame. Meaning it can be nevela mechayim as far as not being mutar ba'achila. Shchita won't work for it. But it's only going to become tame lemaisa in the end of its life l'gamri, when it's totally dead. There's machokas though, the Shach quotes, as far as certain things, if certain mess ups you do in shchita, certain errors in shchita, are those considered situations which make it only a treifa or nevela? Either way, the animal's not dead yet. It's considered treifa mechayim or nevela mechayim. What's the difference between treifa mechayim and nevela mechayim? The difference is a treifa mechayim, you can shecht, in order to make it that when it dies, it won't be tameh. Nevela mechayim means once it's a nevela, you can't get rid of the status of the nevela, but lemaisa, when's it going to be some tameh lemaisa? When it dies. So indeed, b'derech klal, even like this Rambam, the status of treifa of nevela only applies when it's dead. There are some exceptions, which are things which are nevela mechayim. Even things that are nevela mechayim are not tamei mechayim. What it means is, that if it's a treifa mechayim, you can still shecht it and save the fact that it won't be tamtame when it dies. If it's a veila mechayim, it means that it won't be able to become shechted, and when it dies, it'll be tame. But it doesn't mean that it's tame already when it's still alive, because l'maisa, the final status of the veila only applies when it is, when it's totally dead. What's another nafrinu between nevela and treifa? And since nevela, by definition, usually is when it's dead, and treifa applies when it's alive, we have very often situations in which a treifa is going to prohibit things that come out of it, such as the eggs or the milk that come from a treifa are aser. Even though the animal's walking around, the animal looks healthy. But when I say the animal is going to be considered a treifa, and the milk is a problem. We'll talk about Rav Shem Tosfos, the famous Tosfos, that's the other Tosfos of Rav Shechter, talks about not as far as the veal problem, as far as the milk problem. If we know that milk from a treifa is a problem, so how could we ever drink milk b'zman hazeh? Since l'chora, if you have every 1,000 cows at least, there's at least one which is a treifa, so all our milk is mixed together, l'chora should come out that at least one of every 1,000, every cup of milk has a tiny bit in it which is going to be treif milk, and chaka treifa is a problem, even though we're not going to know till later. Meaning the animal's walking out as a treifa, when we shecht it, we'll see it's a treifa. But right now it already has milk, in which case, every cup of milk that we have, since it mixes hundreds of cows' milk together, l'chora, every cup of milk should have a little bit of treif milk in it, and that's a problem. Why is it a problem? Well, maybe it's not a problem, but why is that an issue? Because we presume that once it's mechayim, the eggs, the cheese, the milk of a treifa is going to be aser halacha l'maisa. Again, because treifa is usually mechayim, and nevela is not. What about vitel? It's a big question, right? That's a part of the discussion. Maybe vitel applies, maybe not. But the issue of why chalav is going to be a problem is because it comes from Menetrefa when it's still alive. Rav Shechter says over sometimes that Rav Chaim, when he was a Bar Mitzvah Bacher, said quite a Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. And this Pshetel is recorded. The Brister Rav quotes Rav Chaim, doesn't say that it was the Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, but in the Idros, in the back, the Ksavim, in the back of Chedushim and Rizal Levi, in the back of the Drizal Rambam, they say the Rav and Sefer, whereas Brister Rav and Sefer. Rav and Sefer depends on which yeshiva you're in. In the back of the Brister Rav, on the Rambam, there are a few different mechtavim, which are more recently published anonymously. They used to be published with the names, and then in the more recent publications, recent means before any of us were born, but when they were first published, they were published with names, and they took out the names. So he wrote a letter to Rabbi Chasdal Abramsti. In the letter to Rabbi Chasdal Abramsti, he quotes from Rav Chaim. And the Yisod, Rav Shechter Monsteva Ol Chabura, which is printed up in the first year, perhaps Rav Shechter Divin again, in the Kuntras from a few years ago, about Shlita, Rav Chaim understood, based on the Rambam and others, the Rambam has an interesting lesson, Treifa, Tchilas Nevela. We don't presume that Treifa and Nevela are two different, totally isolated ideas. Treifa and Nevela are both problems that exist, and Nevela is the ultimate problem. There's an Isser Achila, as well as an Isser of Tumma, there's Tumma. Treifa is Tchilas Nevela. Treifa is already the beginning of the setting in of Nevela. It's just you can nip it in the bud. If you shecht a Treifa, what do? You stop the Nevela status from coming Lagamri, and you instead make it into a half Nevela. It's half Nevela. Only as the Yisra Achila, not the Yisra Nevela. What's an Afmina, for example? One Afmina is the Rambam seems to say that if you have half Chatzishir Nevela, Chatzishir Treifa, and you eat it together, you can still get Malchus. How could that be? One's Nevela, one's Treifa. The two different Shemos Isser. Terry says no. Reb Chaim thought that you see from this Rambam that no, really, fundamentally, they're the same as Shemos Isser. Treifa is the beginning of Nevela. Once it's a Treifa, you can stop it. Half Treifa is the beginning of Nevela. Once it's a Treifa, you can stop it. Half Treifa is the beginning of Nevela. Once it's a Treifa, you can stop it. Half Treifa is the beginning of Nevela. Once it's a Treifa, you can stop it. Half Treifa is the beginning of Nevela. Once it's a Treifa, you can stop it. Half Treifa is the beginning of Nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Half treifa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a trefa, you can stop it. Half trefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa is the beginning of nevela. Once it's a treifa, you can stop it. Hefefa.